Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. They came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and began to teach. The people were spellbound by his teaching, because Jesus taught with an authority that was unlike their religious scholars. Suddenly, a person with an unclean spirit appeared in a synagogue. The spirit shrieked, "What do you want from us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of Israel." Jesus rebuked the spirit sharply. "Be quiet. Come out of that person." At that, the unclean spirit convulsed the possessed one violently, and with a loud cry, it came out of him. All who looked on were amazed. They began to ask one another, "What is this? A new teaching with such authority? This person even gives order to unclean spirits, and they obey." Immediately, news of Jesus spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The good news of salvation. Okay, let's just pause for a sound check to begin with. Is everybody in the sanctuary okay? And Zoom good? Okay. So first of all, I'd like to share that in preparing to talk with you this afternoon, that many holy ones contributed to what I have to say today. The participants at the Wednesday morning liturgy shared their thoughts on these readings. And then our Friday morning clergy group, I don't know if you know that Mother Kay and I meet every single Friday with about five or six of the other priests in our region, ECC priests, and we pray and we have community together. And we share, and sometimes it's not always about the readings or anything like that. It's about being a priest, and mostly it's just trying to help each other along the journey to Jesus and to be authentic and to be who God's calling us to be. And so that clergy group, three of us happened to be preaching this week, and the subject matter of the gospel is a little challenging. So we ended up sharing about that. And then as I was preparing for Mass today, I came across Bishop Kay's old Mass from 3 years ago, and it happened to have her homily in it. And it was like, wow, this was a really good one. So all these people contributed to the message that I will be sharing with you today and inspired it. So, would anyone share with me a word that comes to mind when I tell you that my message today is not my own, but has come to me in the way I described? Any word or words? Marianne?
Cooperation.
Marianne said cooperation. Very good. Christy?
Revelation.
Do you think you might listen a little bit more carefully? Because it's not just me. I know you love me and you listen to me and so forth, but when you hear that other people that you love and respect contributed to the message, might I speak with just a little bit more authority? And so think about that with Jesus and how at the beginning of the gospel, we hear how Jesus spoke to the people, and they recognized that what he was saying was so true that it struck them deep in their heart and they knew what he was saying was true. And I think that as we journey and we ask ourselves, how do I, Tammy, how do I, Pat, listen for the word of God in my life this week? So often, it's perking up our ears because there's something here that God wants me to know. And it kind of makes your heart, it reminds me of the road to Emmaus after Jesus rose from the dead and he walked with the apostles on the road to Emmaus. And they didn't recognize him yet. But then afterward, they were talking about the journey, saying, were not our hearts burning within us when that stranger along the way spoke to us? Was that not Jesus? And so this week, I invite you to try and make your hearts more malleable, more tender, more able to hear the word of God as you walk through the week by checking in with your heart. And are you listening to the news? Are you too much? Are you listening to new TV shows? Are you zoning out? I'm the worst culprit all week. It was a rough week, and I spent a lot of time zoning out. And I felt that pull of God say, hey, wait, I'm here. You're not alone in this. I'm holding you up. I'm here. But it takes a certain amount of being able to clean our house and sweep out all the stuff, you know? And we go so fast. Thomas Merton once said this really wise thing, that we have to slow way down and cover more ground. In the sense that if we as people are able to slow ourselves down and look and really experience what's going on in our present, we can often hear the nudging and the whispering of God and listening. And so I don't have a whole long homily to give you. I do want to share with you one thought that Father Michael Nicosia shared about the man who Jesus cast out the unclean spirit from. You know, in our day and age, we really look to science to provide lots of answers that they look to the spiritual world in that time to solve. So perhaps this man had seizures. Perhaps he was ill. Perhaps he was a leper. Whatever he was an outcast. And so, how many people have we seen, do we know, do we hear about on the news, of people who are outcasts? And the fact that Jesus cast out the unclean spirit, it enabled that man to be included in community in a new way. And perhaps the unclean spirit that left him was his very own feeling of unworthiness, that he had heard that he wasn't good enough to be around people, that he was not clean in mind and spirit. And when we hear enough of those things, we believe them. And so perhaps Jesus healed that in this man, and he was able to see himself through God's eyes. But even more, I'd like you to think about Jesus actually casting the unclean spirit out not only from the man himself, but from the whole community around him. Because Jesus had the authority to do miracles, and he did a great miracle. And perhaps the miracle was that they saw this man in a new light. And that they saw him as beloved by God rather than as one who had an unclean spirit. And what a miracle that day must have been that he could walk anew with his head upright and not be rejected because of his infirmity, whatever that might have been. So, in listening to God nudging and sending you nudges of the Spirit this week, and trying not to harden your heart and be distracted with all the things of the world, think about how God might be coming to you right through the world as it is in front of you, and presenting you with a challenge to love in a way that you never thought of before, and to go that extra mile for somebody. And I say this to a room full of the most loving people that I can imagine. I know you. I know. It's interesting to look out. I know each one of you so well. And each one of you is such a loving, holy person in my eyes. You have great authority, just as Jesus did. When I hear you speak of God in your life, and I do often, it moves me. It brings me closer to Jesus. So another thing is, don't hesitate to talk to your spouse or your friends, your community members, about what God might be saying to you this very week, and how, and listen together for how God wants you to love together, and all of us to love and listen together. So to close, I would like to just give one little line that I heard this week that I thought was so beautiful. The Spirit is always moving to inspire us, to heal us, to unify us, and to uplift us. If today you open your heart, your mind, and your gut, you will hear God's voice. Thank you for your yes. God's love is bigger and wider than we can imagine. We just need to clean house and help each other see it.